From NPR News, All Things Considered, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some dinosaur paleontologists dig for bones for years and never uncover a complete specimen. Others get lucky. 29-year-old Peter McAvicky is one of them. The fossil that he found, which he describes in this week's edition of Nature, puts an end to speculation about how one species of dinosaur lived and ate. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Ostrich dinosaurs, like Gallimimus, were sleek, leggy creatures with long necks. They made a big screen appearance in Jurassic Park, the first movie. Paleontologist Dr. Grant and two children watch a clan of Gallimimus thunder through the lush, flat valley.
They're flocking this way.
Take that image to the brown, dry Gobi Desert in Mongolia. Last summer, Pete McAvicky, a doctoral student from Columbia University, was digging along a former riverbed there when he uncovered a completely intact specimen of Gallimimus.
The moment when it struck me most was I was working in from the side of the quarry and came upon one of the feet, and every little toe bone was perfectly in articulation all the way down to the claws at the tips.
It was the end of a long expedition. McAvicky and his team had 3 weeks of desert sand caked to their skin, and they were low on rations. They knew they'd uncovered something important. They celebrated around the campfire, eating portions of vacuum-packed curried noodles.
No, there was no champagne. I think we had some beers, but no, there was no champagne, unfortunately.
The next day, the team wrapped the dinosaur fossil in plaster bandages for shipping back to the U.S. What they still didn't know was what lay hidden in layers of rock and mud still stuck on the bones. The job of cleaning them off fell to Amy Davidson at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. She's not a paleontologist, not even a scientist, but a sculptor. With her delicate touch and artist's eye, she started chipping away every flake of sediment. As she worked on the skull, she noticed something odd.
What I saw was, in this multicolored rock with a lot of texture changes, I saw a pattern. All of a sudden, my eye recognized a pattern of striations or stripes, just a little piece exposed.
Davidson knew it wasn't fossilized bone, and she could have easily just chiseled it away, but she had a hunch it was still part of the dinosaur. So she called down to Mark Norell, head of paleontology at the museum. He realized what they were looking at was soft tissue that connected to the dinosaur's lower jaw.
Immediately, I could sort of use some of the kind of background knowledge I have of avian anatomy and that kind of thing and say, wow, this looks like a duck.
A duck? Ostrich dinosaurs have beaks. It was something no one had ever imagined.
We never would have found the specimen if Amy wouldn't have been so careful while she was preparing it.
This discovery has changed the whole way paleontologists view ostrich dinosaurs. Gallimimus is closely related to Tyrannosaurus rex and other meat eaters, so many people assumed they were carnivores too. Scientists had illustrated them chasing after small lizards, but now a more fitting image is the Gallimimus at the edge of a riverbank or pond, slurping up small crustaceans and water plants.
It's significant because this is one group where we've been arguing for a long time.
Ralph Chapman is a paleontologist at the Smithsonian's Natural History Museum. He says there's long been speculation on how the Gallimimus used its jaws. Now it seems clear the creature's comb-like jaw acted like a filtering system for food. It didn't need teeth because it could strain away what couldn't be swallowed.
It's just a whole new form of eating that I can think of in the dinosaurs.
For Peter McAvicky, who's now assistant curator at the Field Museum in Chicago, the discovery is a reminder of how little scientists really know about creatures that lived 65 million years ago.
It's neat to have a wake-up call like a fossil like this that just sort of comes up with something completely new and unexpected.
Already, the images from the Jurassic Park movie are obsolete.
Okay. Keep blowing. Follow me.
Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.